The multi-billion dollar US aid package signed into law by President Joe Biden includes about $15 billion in military aid to Israel and $1 billion for humanitarian aid for Gazan civilians, including food, medical supplies and clean water. President Biden said Israel must make sure all this aid reaches the Palestinians in Gaza without delay. Severe hunger is already widespread, and the UN's World Food Programme has warned a famine could begin in 6 weeks' time without a major increase in food and deliveries. Meanwhile, Israel continues to make plans to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Caoimhe de Barra is CEO of Throw Qureshi here in studio. Caoimhe, good morning. The World Food Programme warning again of a famine imminent within 6 weeks or less. It's a warning that's been made by all of the aid agencies now that are working in Gaza. Short of a ceasefire, how can this catastrophe be averted or mitigated?
At this point, it's highly unlikely that famine will be averted or mitigated. This has been signposted almost since January. What we're observing right now is that the levels of malnutrition have skyrocketed. Already 31 babies have died as a result of malnutrition and dehydration, and a further 50,000 children are acutely malnourished. What acute malnutrition means is that unless those children get therapeutic feeding and medical care, they are also at severe risk of losing their lives as well. So this has been catastrophic already. It is moving at pace. So really, the reality is that only a ceasefire could enable humanitarian agencies to intervene with the medical care and the food and the therapeutic feeding systems that would prevent a famine. But the likelihood is that we are only going to see these numbers increase, because to date, the Israeli Defence Forces have continued to block food aid. They've continued to block aid missions to northern Gaza, where famine is literally happening as we speak. 30% of the aid missions to northern Gaza in the past month were denied. And in addition, while there was a promise after the killing of the World Central Kitchen staff 4 weeks ago that more aid would be delivered, It has been minimal in its increase. The number of trucks that passed the border every day in March was on average 150. That has increased marginally to 180. But we have to bear in mind that that is far short of the 500 trucks that used to cross the border before October 7th. And that was at a time when the markets were full, when supermarkets were full. What we're hearing now from our colleagues in Rafah and throughout Gaza is that people are completely depleted. Even the people who are not already sick are finding they have no resources left to withstand anything.
Our correspondent Tony Connolly, who's been in the Middle East with Tánaiste Micheál Martin, was tweeting and talking yesterday about what is not allowed into Gaza by the Israeli authorities. It's hard to wrap your head around some of this. CT scanners, generators, crutches, incubators, water filters, sleeping bags, cookies and chocolate. Can you explain, as somebody who works on the front line, why these items are not allowed in by the Israeli authorities?
There really is no explanation. I think that Tánaiste framed it well when he said that this is essentially vindictive and collective punishment of Gazans. These nominally dual-use items, it is inconceivable that you could operate a hospital without filtration systems for water. It is inconceivable, clearly, that you could operate an entire system of support for people without fuel, without access to basics. But Israel literally has control over everything that passes through the border. So everything that it does creates pressure on the people of Gaza. It is something which has been going on for decades. It's 17 years now since the blockade of Gaza began, and people have been suffering the impact of this nominal dual-use import system for many, many years. But now it has become critical, because these items are literally required to save people's lives.
Just finally, Caoimhe, what are you hearing from your people on the ground about the discovery of these mass graves in the two hospitals in Al-Shifa and Nasser?
This is extremely concerning. So what we're hearing is that 324 bodies have been found at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunus. We're hearing that women, children and medical staff, personnel in medical clothing, have been found. But also the UN's Office for Human Rights has said that some bodies have been found with their hands tied, which indicates potentially very, very serious war crimes. The targeting of a hospital and civilians is a war crime in and of itself. The UN and the EU have called for a full independent investigation, and that is absolutely imperative.
Any sign of it happening?
Well, I think this is the problem, is that any of these investigations take a very long time. They will not prevent additional deaths right now, but justice and accountability have to be done.
Caoimhe de Barra, CEO of Trócaire, thanks for coming into us this morning.